My friends, in Jesus Christ, receive these words as this congregation has received them for 15 decades. Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we kick off our anniversary year, we want to focus especially on the words of our anniversary theme verse from Hebrews chapter 13. I'll read verses 7 and the first part of 9. You'll hear the words of our theme. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for your heart to be strengthened by grace. This is God's word. Please be seated. When the anniversary committee began planning for this year, about a year ago, we decided to have the kickoff celebration on the first Sunday of the anniversary year, and it didn't occur to me at the time that the anniversary kickoff would therefore also happen to coincide this year with the day of the Epiphany of our Lord. And when it did dawn on me that we had this convergence of events and celebrations, my first thought was, oh, now how am I going to pull all this together? But it didn't take too much thought to realize that it's not really that big of a stretch to tie together our 150th anniversary year and the Epiphany of our Lord. After all, what do we commemorate on Epiphany but the worship of Jesus Christ by the first of many Gentiles who would come to Christ in the course of these latter days? And what has been going on for the last 150 years at St. John Lutheran Freedom Township is but a continuation of what the Magi started. As the people of God in this congregation for 15 decades have knelt and continue to kneel side by side with the Magi, adoring the Christ and presenting Him their gifts, even as they receive from Him the unspeakable, inestimable gift of His redeeming grace. What happened on that day that the Magi visited was not a new thing. The Old Testament has always made clear that Israel's Messiah would be the Savior of the world, Jews and Gentiles. As Isaiah said of Zion, he said, all the nations shall flow to it, and many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. The Son of God always was the Savior of the nations. He was the Magi's Savior on that day they came calling. He is our Savior, and He will always be mankind's only Savior. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that's good to know. And it's so comforting as we mark now this sesquicentennial year for our congregation. In a turbulent and fast-changing world that goes from one crisis to the next, nothing seems permanent anymore until we remember that this statement of faith, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, has always been the source of strength and encouragement for Christians in every generation. In a world that's flying apart, politically, economically, socially, and certainly morally, Jesus Christ is the only secure anchor, the only solid rock upon which to stand. And in this increasingly warped and crooked generation, when even many churches have been led away by strange and diverse teachings, Jesus Christ is the one light of men that has always lit the way for God's people in this place through this dark valley of the shadow of death. Now, we are going to have three more anniversary services this coming year, and I certainly do not want to steal anyone else's thunder. In March, Reverend Matt Rosebrock will be here speaking of Jesus Christ yesterday. And then in June, Reverend Justin Hesterman will be telling us of Jesus Christ today. And then in September, for our culminating anniversary celebration, Emeritus Lutheran Hour speaker Reverend Gregory Seltz will be here speaking of Jesus Christ forever. So what's left for me to proclaim on this kickoff Sunday is simply Jesus Christ. And here too, our kickoff dovetails perfectly with the Epiphany of our Lord. Epiphany means revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. I always like to say that Epiphany is the season of the year when the church unwraps God's Christmas gift to us to discover anew how wonderful this gift really is. Epiphany is all about Jesus Christ and about His being revealed to all of mankind. This Jesus Christ, we declare, is the same yesterday. When we hear those words, our minds are carried back to long ages ago before Jesus became flesh, when He was in the beginning with God and all things were made through Him. Now you and I, we can point to a date and a place where we had our origins and we were born, but Jesus did not begin to live when He was conceived and born in the flesh. He simply changed His robes. He is the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity. And St. John says, in the beginning, he was with God. He was God. And all things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And yet, as Paul tells us in Philippians, although He was in form God, He did not consider His equality with God a thing to be jealously held on to, but He emptied Himself and He took the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men in a blessed condescending. This is the one that Isaiah saw in his vision, high and lifted up upon His throne, whose glory fills the heavens and the earth, the train of whose robe filled the temple. But He took off those glorious robes and He vested Himself in common human flesh. He's the same Son of God who was designated from before the beginning of time to come here and dwell with us and to bring us grace and forgiveness and peace with God. And as God vested in human flesh, He did what no other God has ever done for people. He took our place under God's law, submitted Himself to those laws, His own laws, submitted Himself, and kept those laws perfectly because we could not. And then took sin's punishment in His own flesh on the cross, and paid our debt of sin in full. Risen from the dead, He lives and reigns to all of eternity as the conqueror of sin and death, the rock of salvation for all who have loved His appearing, including the Magi, including our charter members, and all of our leaders and forebears through the decades who had the vision to establish this household of faith where Jesus Christ is still being received and worshipped by us. This Jesus Christ, we declare, is the same today. Even as He has been with His church, wherever and whenever they gathered, He is with us now. Of course, names have changed. Well, actually, a lot of names have not changed in the last 150 years. But the faces have changed. Buildings have changed. Pastors have changed. Certainly the world has changed from those days when Pastor Barisset helped to organize this congregation. But what has not changed is that Jesus is still here. He's here when we gather in the pews to hear the good news of what He's done for us. And when we gather up here at the table to receive from His hand the fruits of His cross, the forgiveness of our sins and life and salvation, same Jesus who died and rose, who blessed this congregation's founding and its history, and is here right now today, as He has always been, to give us His lofty gifts in the lowly preaching of the Word and administration of the sacrament. This Jesus Christ, we declare, is the same forever. He lives to impart His gifts to you. And the great promise of His coming again is that His best gifts are yet to be enjoyed. Imagine, as we sang in our opening hymn, imagine when Jesus, who is appointed to be the Savior from the beginning of time, who has been with this congregation from its founding, who is with us now to give us the fruits of His cross, who will raise to life from our cemetery all who trusted in Him. Imagine when He gives us that culminating supreme gift of a place with Him in the eternal marriage feast of His kingdom that has no end, forever with Jesus, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. So we celebrate a milestone year in our church, not by patting ourselves on the back as if we've accomplished anything, but by giving praise and thanks to the One who showed Himself in His Epiphany to be the Savior of us all. All praise to the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who for 150 years has called the people of this area by the gospel to believe in Jesus Christ through our leaders and pastors and teachers, whose faith and lives, Hebrews says, are to be remembered and considered and imitated. All praise to the Spirit of our Lord Jesus, who for 150 years has gathered His people together in worship and in service, whether it was in home parlors or in log churches or in wooded lots or in high school gymnasiums or beautiful sanctuaries. All praise to the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who for 150 years has enlightened His church with His gifts, especially the gift of wisdom and of understanding the Word of God, so that our church, as Hebrews says, has not been led away by strange and diverse teachings. All praise to the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who for 150 years has sanctified His people, called them to repent, made them righteous in the righteousness of Christ, and strengthened us by His grace. All praise to the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has kept this church in the one true faith to the salvation of many who have gone before us, and who now from the far shores of the promised land await our safe arrival. It is our 150th anniversary year, a year to celebrate, because the head of our church, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to the life everlasting. Amen.